Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. Welcome to this podcast. My goal with this podcast is to help each of us, and all of us, remember our place in the synergistic system that is the universe. When we recognize that we are influenced by the changing tides of energy around us, we can consciously begin to work with it. And when we align with the rhythm of the universe, life opens up in a new way. I was out driving the other day and realized I was traveling on Roller Coaster Road. It felt very relevant to be there, as I've been in a pattern of highs and lows, ups and downs, hope and despair, optimism and doubt. It's probably a good thing then that the energy of the season is designed to support us to a better balance. Hopefully, I and we can consciously work with this energy, recognize the changes that we can make to level out the extremes, and bring them and ourselves into a more moderate place. The seasons of the year are energetically designed to help us, and when we can attune to the rhythm of the time, we can work more consciously with what's happening, rather than getting thrown off balance by the circumstances around us, both those on a bigger global scale, as well as those knocking us off kilter in our personal lives. It's important to remember, you are a child of the universe, made up of stardust and dirt. Like every living thing on the planet, your life shifts and moves in alignment with a cosmic cycle, whether you are conscious of it or not. The four seasons display a continual story of transformation, the energy of each designed to promote specific evolutionary needs. Each season is designed to move us along our personal path of growth and becoming. The more consciously we flow with life as it comes to us, we become better creators of our own life. Each step in the circle of life is an invitation to grow and to ripen. Year by year, we reflect our journey from human awareness to a more expansive universal consciousness. This is the path of human life. We first must develop the body, then the personality, then the soul emerges, and finally, we come to understand our relationship with spirit. On Monday, September 22nd, the wheel shifted into autumn as the sun crossed the descendant into the cardinal initiating sign of Libra. We've been under that energetic influence for a couple of weeks now. Have you noticed the change? Despite the warm temperatures of summer that have held on, you likely feel the transition in your bones. Tune into your senses. The sun's heat feels different. There's a shift in the air. Autumn brings a turning inward. Like its partner on the opposite side of the year, the spring equinox, autumn equinox serves as a balance point, a time of equal day and night, dark and light. They are the opposing sides of the teeter-totter, helping us to find a place of equilibrium between the extremes of the winter and summer solstices, helping us to find balance as we stand as a link between human and divine, our feet on the ground and our eyes on the stars. Hopefully, these balance points help to smooth out the roller coaster ride. And yet sometimes for things to smooth out, there are first bumps that need to be tended to. The cosmos is shaking things up. Astrologically and terrestrially, we've been feeling the intensity of change for a while now. We are in a process of smoothing out the bumps. The bumps that need the attention are essentially emotional knots, congealed wads of energy that are impeding the flow of life force energy through our system. Emotion is energy in motion. When it flows freely through, it is released and onward we go. When it is repressed, suppressed, or denied, it gets held in. These are the knots of anger, hurt, loneliness, grief, that, as Gary Zukav has written, become blocks of fear and doubt that inhibit our ability to show up and live our fullness. As of this month, we are in a moon cycle called a lunar reversal. In a typical lunar cycle, we start with the new moon, expand to the full moon in polarity, it gets to the other side of the zodiac wheel, and then we go on to the next sign. So typically, a Virgo new moon would lead to the Pisces full moon, and then we'd go on to a Libra new moon. It's a natural wave of seeding and expansion. The new moon of Virgo at 29 degrees on September 21st closed out the eclipse season with a double dose of Virgo new moon energy. That potent Virgo infusion filled us with energy of discernment and responsibility and self-improvement, and it laid the groundwork to hold the energy shift that came the very next day as the sun moved into Libra on September 22nd. That second Virgo new moon, if you remember, there was a first one in Virgo at 0 degrees on August 23rd. But now this second one at 29 degrees, the completion of the cycle, threw us out of the natural rhythm of the lunar cycle. So now we have the full moon of the sign coming first. For example, the Aries full moon that we just had a couple of days ago on October 6th is followed by the new moon of the sign Libra on October 21st. The full moon gets ahead of the sign that is typically associated with its season. When we looked at the zodiac wheel, Aries and Libra sit in polarity in opposite sides of the chart. Typically, we do the new moon of that first and then the full moon. But right now, it's all out of whack. We now have the full moon of the sign coming first. And this lunar pattern puts a focus on the moon, on emotion and core needs. It evokes awareness of the emotional debris that we carry from our own life experiences, as well as the intergenerational trauma of our ancestors that is being brought to the surface. It helps us clear up the knots that we have not been able to release prior. As a culture, we have discounted emotion for some time. We were to toughen up, suck it up, quit being a crybaby, just do what you have to do. Whether it was too much emotion on the difficult side, anger, fear, sadness, guilt, shame, or too much on the upside, happiness, exuberance, pleasure, we have learned to moderate, to tame down, hide, or numb. Our interaction with our experiences then moved, we've been taught to have them processed quickly beyond the heart. We kind of skip over feeling them and go right to the mind, into logic and constructs, bypassing the processing and integration of that emotional energy. We skip right over it. I believe that it is the avoidance of emotion that has led to the extreme expressions of cruelty and judgment that we see in our world. Many people's hearts have hardened or gone numb. It is time for a major heart expansion, and the universe is giving us an extra boost of that through May of 2027. This focus on our emotional needs also helps us to recognize the value of living a life of honest and authentic emotional experience. Truly, we become free to be, released from the heavier vibrational debris that has held us down. We are getting schooled, getting remedial training in emotional wellness. Libra is ruled by Venus. She is active in the skies, wanting us to recognize what we really value, what we desire at our deepest core, what we need to feel safe and at peace. This is empowering. Feminine energy is on the rise, and though some may try, there is nothing we can do to stop it. It is like a universal mandate. Conflicts regarding gender expression, gender roles, life scripts, they're all being expanded. My friend and mentor, astrologer Jerome McGeorge, talks about this in Jungian terms of anima and animus. These are archetypes that represent the unconscious feminine side of a man, anima, and the unconscious masculine side of a woman, animus. Their integration is key to psychological wholeness. The anima, which is the feminine in man, represents the emotional, sensitive, and connecting aspects within a man's unconscious. When functioning well, a person with this more masculine energy can access tenderness and empathy. Animus is the masculine energy in women, and it represents the active, rational, and reasoning aspects within a woman's unconscious. A well-functioning animus provides a woman with confidence and focused action. They are not simply external influences, but universal, symbolic representations of inner psychological forces that are common to all of us, to all humanity. Typically, a person who comes in with more feminine aspects needs to develop the animus side of their being, and a person with more masculine traits needs to develop their anima. We see this, we see it happen as people mature and age. As life goes on, typically our hardness softens and our softness hardens. And we need both to be able to function fully. Through the integration of these inner contrasexual aspects, we achieve a well-rounded and functional personality. It is a vital process for personal growth and achieving a more complete self. And this emphasis on emotional wellness will continue until the lunar cycle reorients itself in May of 2027. We're getting schooled in emotions. The full moon that we had a couple of days ago in Aries on October 6th was a super moon, means that it was close to the Earth. Did you get outside to see it? As it shone bright in the night sky, the sun remained in Libra. And that's what happens with a full moon. The sun's in one sign, the moon's in the opposite. The moon is moved to a point of opposition to shine the light on something that needs to be seen. It is a point of maximum light, stirring our internal emotional waters to bring to the surface whatever blocks our higher expression of the qualities associated with the polarity of the two signs involved. In this case, the two signs are Aries and Libra. I and thou. Libra is the sign of the other. It's where our contractual relationships come to life. That's our relationships with people and things that we interact with. Our partner. Our car. I mean, for example, I get in my car and I expect it will run. In exchange, I keep the oil changed and keep it clean and sort of clean and in fairly good condition. We have an exchange. Libra is representative of the feminine aspect of nature. It's hospitable, social, fair, collaborative, sensual, receptive. On the other side of the polarity is the sign of Aries, the sign of the individual, independent, boldly living their passions and visions, protecting, defending, fighting the good fight for their beliefs. It is representative of the masculine aspect of nature, directive, active, driven, bold. While we measure and reassess concepts around fairness and justice in Libra season, the Aries full moon reminds us that there is a balance to be found as we seek to care for self and to equally engage in relationship with other. It is not an easy thing, to reconcile the needs of the individual with the needs of the others around them. It is a balancing act. If we tip too far into Aries, we become domineering and controlling. If we tip too far into Libra, we become codependent and people-pleasing. Our task in all of these seasonal rounds is to find a point of greater balance, to dance through the ups and downs of our experience, to hold, as best we can, a middle ground, a place of peace and equanimity. Libra brings us into the season of autumn and the top half of the natural zodiacal wheel. As all we've been learning and growing into in the energy of the past six signs is now brought forward, the energy shifts from an inner focus to an outer one. As we are now inwardly prepared to engage with life from an expanded understanding, how are we showing up? How are we using what we've learned in service to ourselves, our world, and to live in more harmony with all life? The soul quality we are to develop in Libra season is reverence. It is an awareness that life is sacred and special. We can use the power of Libra energy to evaluate life, not in judgment of others, but in such a way that we can bring our own extremes of attitudes and reactions into balanced harmony, and so come to terms with it. The idea is that if we work for right relations, peace will take care of itself. According to ancient wisdom teachings, Libra represents a critical stage in the life of the aspirant when he is or she is challenged to weigh life's values and swing the balance to the side of eternal truth. That's a quote from Adrienne Ashley, who goes on to tell us that the Libra soul power is the ability to bring into harmonious order all conflicting aspects of life. We bring it all into balance. And in truth, there can never be ordered harmony and peace within self or in the world as long as anything is gained at the expense of anything or anyone else. Libra initiates the energy of autumn. As the cycle of the seasons turns inward, the earth and all life on her begin calling their energy back from the outgrowth and activity of summer. The veil that separates life from death thins. Spirit moves closer as we prepare and approach the time of greatest in-breath in our exchange between Earth and cosmos at winter solstice. At this time, we draw in, pulling life-enhancing energies deeper into our core, into the heart of our being. Autumn supports us to open our heart as we attend to our relationships through Libra, review our more primal nature with its fear and losses through Scorpio, again, Samhain, Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, all in Scorpio, and then open our hearts in gratitude and goodwill through Sagittarius, Thanksgiving, and Advent, which is designed to help lead us into the most powerful time of the year at winter solstice as we step into the holy nights. It's a time of review, to let go of whatever needs to go, and to harvest and preserve the treasures that we've grown from this abundant cycle of life. So here are just a few practical things you can do to get in sync with the energy of autumn. It's good to start with an honest self-appraisal. What must fall from your life in order for you to experience greater transformation? What is most difficult to turn loose? Opinions, possessions, people? Recognize the old habits, stories, or ways of being that you've outgrown and that no longer serve you. Choose to let them go so that new, revitalizing energy can germinate and grow to fill their spaces. Whatever seeds are sown in the fall season will come to fruition by the following fall. It's a time to review your values. Where does your life line up with the things that are most valuable to you? Where are your actions harmful to self, to others or to the earth? And what small steps can you take to come into better alignment with your priorities? It's a good time to consider your relationship with change and your need for control. What you resist releasing. Be compassionate with yourself and explore your fears and concerns, the reasons you are hanging on. Celebrate where you are in your life cycle. Know that all things mature. So what gifts do you see in your personal ripening? Oh, and on the harder side, what fears emerge as you consider your dying? This is a season, as it attempts to bring us into greater balance, that brings to the forefront some of the conflicts that we feel between spirit and personality. So it's a good time to consider, what is it that takes you into higher consciousness and greater joy? What practices support your inner longing for meaning and purpose? How can you let soul lead and ego follow? And step into a vibration that more fully reflects your spiritual self, your higher self, your truth, your essence. It's an opportunity to lean into the mystery, to explore your belief systems and honor that which is invisible and open yourself to the energies of awe and wonder. Autumn is a good opportunity to learn more about how to hear the voice of your higher guidance. Ask for messages, signs, and guidance. As spirit comes close, this is a great opportunity to feel that relationship. Notice how messages come to you. Find your communication symbols and style that you resonate with. And so engage in practices that strengthen your intuition, imagination, and inner connection. And allow yourself to stay with your yucky stuff. We all have yucky stuff. Remember that when the leaves decay, they break down and enrich the soil. They get slimy and dank before they disappear into the ground. So process those memories, wounds, and outdated programming. Compost them. They break down just like the leaves do, to enrich you, to fill your life with greater goodness moving forward. So allow the time necessary to process and integrate. The time to rest is coming. I'd like to close with this thought. May our minds and hearts be fixed upon the divine purpose. May all men everywhere come into the sincere desire to live together in just and peaceful fellowship. May the power of the will to good be known among the nations and guide us in the ways of peace. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the joy, pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Sweet as honey.